Parsha, Pusik says, the Pusik after Shiny, Stait in Pusik, Vahim Mochras, was the day after. Vayashe Moshe Lishpoy de Suhom, Moshe was sitting down and judge Bishofet de Om. Vayamoy de Omer, Moshe de Oilum, the Klalisul, they were standing toward Moshe, Minaboyka de Oil from the morning till the end, and then we know the rest of the Parsha. The Yisroi said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "That's not mahalach, nuvel tiboil, and therefore you should be mamid shoftim sura asuros, sura lufim, sura mayes, sura asuros." Rashi, these machlokes are showing him, but Rashi learns when was this vayim machras? When was the day after? Says Rashi that we're talking about the day after Yom Kippur. The day after Yom Kippur, Rashi says we must be that day because beforehand. Before Kabbalah Satorah, Moshe Rabbeinu was no mishpat, there was no haluchas, there was no chukim that Moshe Rabbeinu could teach Klal Yisrael. So therefore, from Kabbalah Satorah till Motzi Yom Kippur, the Abishu said, Solachti Kidvorechu, was no time to sit down and be shoifet, be done Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Rashi learns must be the day after Yom Kippur. So we all know, the Medrash says, that the day after the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, that was the days the Klal Yisrael brought all the neduvos hamishkan. They brought all the gold and silver and everything the shtaitin parshas klima, which the Eibishter asked we should bring for the mishkan. That was the time the Klal Yisrael brought it to Moshe Rabbeinu. So lechayre we can think that beitzem. Moshe Rabbeinu, now it's a busy time. Klal Yisrael brings the neduvos, and they came in the mass, and like it says in Parshas Vayakel. So Lechoyer Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, people, just wait for after Simchas Torah, I'll reopen the Beis Din, and we'll sort out again all the issues that there is in Klal Yisrael. The Rashi doesn't bring the Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting down and answering Shalas and Dalam Midin. It was Shoyfet Yisroam, means Ben Rumel HaChavayra. That Lechoyer could have, Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, Oilam, come back after Yom Tov, and I'll sort out then. Now, if it comes out, we can say maybe a pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the Mishkan is here to be Mashre Shechina in Klal Yisrael. The reason why the Eibishter asked we should build the Mishkan is like Shtaitin Parshas Trima v'Shachanti b'Soichom, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to live within Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu understood if there is a period of Duvos, there is no Achdus in Klal Yisrael, then it's not going to help to bring the Duvos. It's not the Shechina is not going to come. That's why he said to Klal Yisrael, come and now, and he sat down there in Motzi Yom Kippur. He understood the importance of Bidan Klal Yisrael Ben Udim Leuchim. So, if we see the importance of Ben Udim Lechavayim, we're going to try to discuss a topic which is a little bit Nagaya Lemase. I'm not saying it's very common, but it's something that definitely food for thought when people buy and rent things, what we have to take in Cheshvan in our action. There is a common, something which is a bit common that we rent, people rent from others. We're not talking about karkus, about properties. We're going to discuss the noise of metaltlin, meaning that some people rent, tablecloth for simcha, centerpieces, or which is a bit nagah now in before Purim. There is some places you can rent costumes for Purim. People pay up front for the rental, and then they decide that it doesn't fit, it's not nice, they want to change mind. The wife decided that she's changing the skin color, the color scheme for the simcha, the centerpieces. So we want to back out on the rental that the person did before, that the person already prepaid. Is a person allowed to back out on the prepaid rental, yes or no? Is a Kenyan, with the money that he get, was he already coined the schiros or not? So, we all know, the Gemara says there is karka nikne bekesef b'shtar b'chazuka. There are three ways of being koine a karka. Kesef, shtar, b'chazuka. is also the Gemara brings also the chalipin, which is the kinyan siddur, that's the most common way kinyan that we use nowadays. And then on metaltinin, the Gemara says there's also meshicha and hagbur. So the Gemara in the beginning of Hazov says that there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish, the kinyan of how does it work metaltinin. Rabbi Yochanan holds that really minatoyer beitzim metaltin is nikne bekesef, like kankus. The way to become metaltin is bekesef. But Chazal made a gzaira, shemr nisref yisref chitecha baliyah. That means that Chazal was scared the person is buying a big amount of stuff and he's not going to be able to take it home straight away. He's going to leave it there asking for time till someone comes. And meantime, he paid for the items. Meantime, it's going to be a fire in his house and the item is going to burn down. The Moich is going to think to himself, it's not mine, he already paid, who cares, he's just going to let it burn. And the koiner is going to lost his items. So therefore, Chazal made a gzaira that you're not koiner till, it doesn't belong to the lekach till you're doing meshicha. And therefore, as long if there's a fire, obviously the moicha is going to have to save the items because it's not. If not, he's going to lose. Going to have to pay back to the lekach the money. So beitzim the ganze kinyan meshicha in metaltin is Rabbi Yochanan hold it's exiris, it's takunas chazal. And Tosis add that when there is nega, that the gzeres chazal are going to see later, not always nega, but whenever there is nega, is chazal with oike the kinyan kesef. If a person gives kesef to buy a metaltin, it's gunishvet, it's nothing, it's not a kinyan bichlal. The only thing that we found in the Mishnah is there is a mishapura. We all know that if someone wants to back out for no reason, then there is the mishapura. The chazal said the mishapura the ramabel hu yifra mimisha ayno imed the dibiroi. The Shlukish holds that really the kinyan meshich is a kinyan deraisa, it's not takun, it's not gzaira, and there's no when meshich when kesef, it's a kinyan deraisa. The meshich is kinyan atoyer, it's not toyer on gzaira. The Maaser, we all paskin, the Rambam, everyone, all the Shulim paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, as beitzim kinyan kesef is a kinyan metaltinim is kinyan kesef, and it deraisa and Chazal begoyzer metaltinim. The Maaser, the Shchanuch passed in the Simen Kif Tzadik, the same in the Rambam, the Rambam brings it. The Schiris has the same kinyunim as Mechira. The same way we coin the Mechira Kaka, let's say by Kesef Shtar B'Chazuka, the same way someone rents a Kaka, the way to be coined the Schiris is B'Kesef Shtar B'Chazuka, B'Kin Sider B'Chalipim, etc. And the Sma explains that the reason for it is because Be'etzim Mechiris is like Mechir Leyoim. It's like Kehila, the person bought it for a certain time, for a day, for two, whatever amount of time that he rented that, and that is a Schiris. So therefore, Schiris has exactly the same kinyunim as Mechir. So the question is now about Schiris Metaltelin. Do we say also that it's like a kinyan, like a mekach, and therefore the way to be koyne the rent of this prim costumes of this tablecloth vechila is not going to be with kesef, it's going to be with meshicha, or we don't pask like this. What's the shale of it? What's the reason to think that it's going to be different? Because beitzem the mechaber brings the simkiv tzadik tes and the kiv tzadik ches. Also the main noise is the kiv tzadik tes. The mechaber brings that sometimes Chazal were not misaken by metaltin kinyan meshicha. Lemushel, we all know that gzayras Chazal is b'milse de l'shchicha. When it's not a common situation, there is no gzayras Chazal. So therefore, the Mechaber says, let's say a person wants to buy, apples. Apples goes b'derech klal, we pay per kilo, per weight. We weigh the apple, and that is the price. If a person goes and buys a whole bag of apples without weighing the bag, and he pays for it, that's not a common way to buy apples. So therefore, there's no takunas chazal. Even that could be the same issues of nisch v'chitech ba'aliyah, but there's no takunas chazal, there's no gzayas chazal, but misa de lo yishchicha. So therefore, something which is not shchiach, there's no tekunas chazal, and bekesef is going to be koine. The same way the mechaber brings somewhere else that bezman gmura kulpunim, if the items were lying just in the open field, was no chash for fire. So therefore, there's also not tekunas chazal of shemon nisrif chidech baliyah, because it's not common. It's going to be a fire. So we see really that when there is a surah not to have the gzaira, chazal, we're going back to the kinyan deraisa, which is kinyan kesef and metaltenin. And it's not like Tosis said, obviously Tosis said that we were oiked the whole kinyan kesef, but that's only where there is gzaira from nisuf v'chiter ba'aliyah, then chazal were oiked kinyan kesef. But if not, we still go with the kinyan kesef. So l'choyre b'schiris, this is the starkest surah to say, that even if there is shaykh the gzaira from nisuf v'chiter ba'aliyah, but there's a reason to say that it's not negaya ba'ashchiras. The reason why is very simple. Mekach, when someone buys something, buys an item, the item doesn't belong anymore to the moicher totally. It's completely going out of his rishus, belongs completely to the mekach, and it's his in ganzen. Aschiras, even though we know haluchadik, it's called mechir elyoim, but the master, the guf achefetz, still belongs to the maske. So therefore, if it's going to be a fire, he's going to save his item because he needs it. It's his surplus of. It's going to, in a few days, in a few months, whatever, it's going to come back to him. So he's going to make sure not to lose the items. So therefore, we're not choishes by schiras that we're going to that the person is going to let it burn and he's going to take the money from the soicher, because if he's going to let it burn, he's going to lose his chayfetz. The emes is that surah shtak in Ram, and the Ram says this, as always mashma from the Gemara, because the whole, like we said, sometimes when there's no shaya, it's not shaykh the gzaira, the chazal, we're not mistaken in the gzaira, so therefore in schiras also it's not shaykh the gzaira, it doesn't come in the gzaira from nischavichdech baliyah, and therefore, by schiras, we're going back to the kinyan deraisa, which is kinyan kesef, even by metaltenin. As always shtak in Ram, the Emes is, that's what I said, Mechaber, Simen Kif Tzadik Chesi Vuv, Yesher, when the Schiris Metaltenin, Nikne Bekesef, Schiris Metaltenin, Yukene Bekesef, why? The Lekka Lemecha, Shema Yoyim Reloi, Nisra Fichitech Baalir, there is no chash to say that the mask is going to say, Nisra Fichitech Baalir, the Kivan Shaguf Sheloi Torah Chematzi, because the Guf Achefet stays with the mask, therefore, he's going to be Matzil. That's what Azur Shtak Mechaber. So therefore, in our story, let's say a person rented a Purim custom, he paid up front, and it's too late. He can't back out because with the kesef he was going completely in the metalton. Pardon? We're talking. They left it there. If you take home, he took it home. So there's mashiach. There's mashiach. There's no question about. For sure, it is. We said that he left it. We're talking. He left it there. He let's say he just wants to make sure that nobody takes it, but he doesn't have time yet to pick up. So he paid up front, but the master, it's still by the Ishus Hamasa. That's also true, right? But the master, if he paid up front, that it's not still to the halacha. He's not mechuyev to pay till the end, but the master, if he paid up front, so it's most of these places of rentals of metaltenin, they all have to ask money up front. They don't want to run after you. Once you give back the items, they're never going to see them. So the halacha is very pushed. The problem is, there is a gemara in Perek HaShoyel. The emes is the Miki Yosef also in Perek HaZuhav, where the machlokes Rabbi Yochim Shlukish, he also passes like the Ram, the Schiris, there is no surah from Nisr, the Techa Baalia, and therefore we coin the Bikin Kesef. The Gemara in Perek HaShoyel, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, Mamash at the end, the Gemara says, "K'derech shekitikne meshicha belekuchas." The same way the Chazal, we koin the meshicha belekuchas by Mekach, kach tikne meshicha b'shomrim. The b'shomer ochet, when a person does to become a shomer, to get the chiyuv in a shomer mamhem, once he did meshicha, is mechuyev shoyel shemesucha shemichinem etc. V'kishem shekarka niknes bekesef, the Gemara says, the same way the karka nikne bekesef. The same way Schiris also is nikne bekesef. Schiris ma'avitai. What's Vikim Taran Schiris? Umarafchizes Schiris karka. Afchizes says the pshat is Schiris karka. As Rashi explains, what's the kash of Nigmura Schiris ma'avitai? Rashi learns the pshat. Rashi understood that the Gemura said kishem shekarka nikne bekesef. Kach Schiris. Rashi understood that it's we're talking about Schiris metalkin. And therefore, the Gemara asks Chiz Metaltin Niknen Bekesef. By Kesef, by Metaltin, we know that the Niknen Bemeshicha. So Rashi learns. Rashi said it can't be that the pshat in the brayse is metalton bekesef, because we know the schiris metalton is not kinyan bekesef. So answering more, we're talking about schiris karka. The karka we know is the din of kesef shtar bechazuka. So here we have Rashi clearly, who says the loy kalam, that even by schiris metalton, even if it's only schiris, it's also kinyan. We also need a meshiche to be kinyan. We're not kinyan bekesef shtar. Even though we have the surah of the Ram but still the Maaseh Rashi holds the metaltin, there is the kinyan, there is the kunas chazal of Meshicha and not Bekesef. The Ramban asks on Rashi, in Daftarik Testament Bais, Perika Shoyal, he asks, it doesn't make sense, like the surah of the Ram. If the schiris, because the guf hachefet stays, belongs to the maskir, so what's the surah to say that he's going to let it burn, he's going to leave it burned? It doesn't make sense. He needs, he's going to make sure to save his chayfet, and he's not going to leave it. Are you going to tell me that we see that sometimes the baduvar aloy shchiach chazal were not goyzer? He said, yeah, but schiris is a common thing. To rent items is a common thing. And baduvar shchiach, we know there is takunas chazal. Elamai, so says Ramban. So what are you going to say? That no, there is baschiris, even if it's not shchiach, but you're going to have to be mechalek between schiris and mechira. That mechira, even mechira, we there is a takun in schiris. Even there is it's not shchiach nachals. Chazal with goyza, and therefore you're going to have kinyan meshicha. But he said it doesn't make sense. The Ramban says the whole inyan of making of dovar shchiach loy shchiach is if there is a reason to make a takuna, then we're looking if it's common, if it's not common. Like we said before, b'mechira there is a takuna. There is a reason to make a takuna. On that, if a person buys in a not common way, like we said, a bag without weighing how much weighs the bag, that is not common. That we know that duva leishchiach loy takin chazal. But a schiris that doesn't come in the to make a takuna michlal, why should chazal make takuna? Even if it's shchiach, the whole question if it's common or not, only starts once we know that there is a reason to make the kuna. So therefore, Ramban is chorik and Rashi. The Ramban holds that the sigas the gemuras is there. He learns the gemur differently. The question is not about shchiras metaltelin. The question is about shchiras beshtar. So here we have the val, we have the Ram, Nemuke Yosef, and the Ramban, which hold like that shchiras. There is no kinyan metal, kinyan meshicha, and you kinyan bekesef. There is no gzaira. Mashiach, on the other hand, we have Rashi, which is chorik on it. The emes is that in Kiyosef is very shver, because in Kiyosef in Perik Hashoyel, Dach Tzadikeres Madbais, explained the Gemurah like Rashi. And he holds that the question of the Gemurah is about Sriris metaltelin, Sriris kesef metaltelin. And he says that Nochmeh, he says the Rov Achroinim learn like this, means Rov Achroinim learns like this, and also the Rashba also writes the Ferish, like Rashi, that by Schiris Metaltelin there is a Kinyan Kesef. The Tor in Simon Shin Yid brings a Ravid, he discussed a case like this. A person rented Amul, we're talking about donkeys, a person rented the Chamor to go somewhere, and the Chamor messed, the Chamor died. Is starting talk, Shani Mu said he has to bring him, the Maskir has to give him another one. He has to replace him the Chamor. The Ravid, the Torah brings a Ravid. The Ravid says that days the Maskir is Mechuyev to bring him another one, that's only if he was Koine the Chamor Bederech HaKinyun. But if not, because he's only a Mishapura, so therefore is not Mechuyev to give him another one. So Nech Zanan, Mishapura we know that it's only once I give kesef. Before, when two Jewish people discuss, they want to buy something, they want to rent from each other, without any kinyan, nothing, there's no mishapura ochnisht. So if the rabbi says that there is a mishapura, that must be that we're talking about kinyan kesef. Midem Alam says the Rashba, that says the Ravid, that kinyan kesef, there's only mishapura, and he's not mechuyev to give him, to replace him with another chamor. When you made a proper kinyan, what's stage two? What better kinyan comes after kesef? That's kinyan meshicha by metaltelin. So we see the Ravid also holds by schiris. The only way to make a proper kinyan by schiris is kinyan meshicha. So here we have, from one side, we have Ram, Ramban, and Imke Yosef and Azua, which hold the by schiris metaltelin, there is no there is no Kinyan Mashiach. And we have Rashi, the Raiva, the Rashba, and then Yosef also in Perek HaShoel, which holds that Basiris is also Kinyan Kesef. Is the Chorid asked the Kinyan Mashiach. So the Achronim asked, how can it be the Mechaba just didn't mention at all the other Rishonim? Mechaba is Kiv Tzadik Ches, like we read before, just says that there is Basiris, Metaltelin, you're not Kinyan Kesef, and you don't need Mashiach. We just listed quite a few Rishonim, which hold that even Baschiris, there is the Gzaira there is a Kinyan Mashiach. So why the Mechaba, not the Remu, Nishkashim Moisikainim, nobody mentioned any other Rishonim, when we just mentioned this quite a lot of them. So before we're going to go to this, we have to understand that it's the Ramban, the asking a starke kasha on Rashi. We have to understand Rashi. Why taka there is a gzaira for Mekinim Mashiach? We all know the gzaira is meant only when there is an issue. He might leave it. He might not save the item. Then Chazal will go there. But if the item belongs to him, why should he say you need Mekinim Mashiach? What's wrong with taking Kesef? He's definitely going to save this item. Let me see, Rabbi Kivayig is asking a bigger kasha. Rabbi Kivayig is asking that he doesn't understand the chlal. Vikim taram not here, this all nisr fichtecha bali or not. He's asking, Hefshayish Isaac, Soicher is mechuyiv to pay when he's using the item. He paid for this item, we were talking to pay this item, the item is tipa damaskir, and he got burned, he's not going to get it. So, what do you want from me? The whole item means, give back my money. I didn't get my item. Pay me back. The whole gezeira of nisr fichtecha ba'aliyah is only letoivas asor alikeir, that he's going to lose his money. We say Rabbi Kivayig asks, he has no money to lose. If he's not going to get the item, so he needs to get his money back. He didn't get what he paid for a service, for something. He didn't get it. Just pay me back. So what Bichlal is, Rabbi Kivayig said, it's a kiddush taran here to say, yes gezeira, nish gezeira. We're talking about soicher. He paid. He didn't get his item. Just pay me back and gendik. And Rabbi Kivayig said the Surichin. The embassy is a makne in Kiddushin, which says that he brings there that a soicher, before using the item, he has a din from a shoy mesucha. And a shoy mesucha, we know, is mechuyev b'gnai l'raida. That means that every oynes, which is not a richtige oynes gumma, is going to be mechuyev to pay. So the makne says that the pshat from Rashi is, you're right, there is a sur maybe to say that there is no gzaira. But there is a way, the soicher will be mechuyev to pay the item, he's going to be mechuyev to pay this item, and he's not going to get his money back. If there is a fire, and the master is not going to bother to save it, and it's not going to be be'oynes gume, then he's going to be mechuyev to pay al shoy mesucha. Not al soicher, like I said, not al shoy mesucha. So therefore, because there is, the Magna says, Rashi held, that because there is a certain option that maybe the soicher is going to be mechuyev to pay and is not going to the item, so therefore medaf must do a gzaira and the kini kesef is not koiner. Like that, we're making sure that the soicher should not lose his money. That is Sfuras Rashi. But I'm asking now, we back to what we asked before: what's with the mechaba? Why the mechaba doesn't mention Rashi at all? So it's getting a bit late. We have to make it quick. There is in this I found there's more, but what I could find in the Achronim, these three mehalchim to explain the halucha lemaaseh. The first one is the Shara Mishpat. Shara Mishpat is asking in the mechaba a different question. He's asking a steer in the mechaba. We saw here the mechaba in Kiv Tzadik Ches says that if there is a schiris, because the guf achefes still belongs to the maskir, so therefore there is no takunas chazal, there is no gzaira, and he couldn't be kinyan kesef. He's asking like this: Kiv Tzadik Ches, there is halucha. There is our days when a person wants to buy meat, he goes to the butcher, he buys whatever he wants, and the rest he doesn't really care. Once, but bizman gemura, there was no butchers, etc. The farmers had animals, and they sold. Whenever they had buyers for the whole animal, that's when they shechted it and they sold piece by piece whoever bought whatever they wanted. Why? Because there was no fridge, there was no freezers, there was no way where to keep the animal. He didn't want the meat and he didn't want the meat to go bad. So Chazal, we go there these four times a year that we force the moicher to shech the behaimer even if he doesn't have buyers for the old time. That is Erev Paisach, Erev Shvius, Erev Shoshuna, and Erev Shmina Atzeres. But how can you mechayev the moicher? So the Gemara says that in these four times a year, Chazal were oiked the takuna, and we kept the kinyan kesef the raisa, that if the moicher, the lekeach, sorry, paid for his 10 kilo meat that he wants, it's his, and the moicher has to shech the behaimer to the lekeach. Even there was no meshicha, but Chazal took away the takunas from meshicha, the kinyan meshicha. Kedai, the moicher, the lekeach should be sure that he's going to have meat for Yom Tov. So says the Shah Mishpat, middle of the year, there is takunas Chazal. So if a person comes and gives only 10, he pays for the 10% of this animal, he wants to buy 10% of meat from this animal, then we say that really there is takunas Chazal. As long as Dindu Meshicha, even if he paid for it, then it's not yours. And if the Moicha didn't find any other people, he can back out. And if the Bahaima died, then he can also back out. Beitzem, it's not yours, and he has to pay him back. So Fekish Amish, but I don't understand. The same way the Baschiris, we say that if there is because the guf achevet stays to the maskir, that we're not choishes of nisuf chidecha ba'aliyah, and we say that we kept back kinyan kesef. So ask the fake shalmish for the same thing, but this animal as well. Emes, this person bought the lekach, bought only 10%, but 90% still belongs to the moicha. So he's also going to make sure that there won't be any, this behemoth not going to die, the behemoth, nothing's going to crash, nothing's going to happen to the animal, because he doesn't want to lose the 90%. And we know that whenever there is, the moicher still has a kinyan in the guf ha-chayfetz, there is no takunas chazal. So why here, by the mechiras of the behemoth, when a person buys only 10%, then the mechaber also agrees that there is a kinyan meshicha. The choyer, it doesn't stem with the klal that we saw in mechiras, that if the maski has a guf achelik in guf achevet, it doesn't go to the there's no takunas chazal. Shah Mishpat answers that there is a Rambam Hilchas Gezeile that says that we all know the kolan nishbuim nishbuim v'noitlin. The klal is by b'derech klal shvir, the person who when there is a tana, there's a chiv shvir, who has a chiv shvir, the person who wants to take the money. There is the Rambam says is sometimes the Gemara says sometimes there is no this takunas. One of the times is by an employer, by poyel. Sir with the kitoy, the Gemara says the einishbuim noiklim, they don't do the shvi and take the money. Why? Because the balabus is torach basukov, is a bit busy. He doesn't remember. He doesn't remember pinklich if he paid or not. And the poyel is going to make a shvi that he didn't get his money, and he's going to take our money from the maske from the balabus, even if it wasn't true. So therefore, Ein poyel is not nishba v'noitel, and that is the Rambam's finish off. That is one of that is a takunas chazal. The Rav Magid says the beitzem we all know the tzaboy the eloyiv shete. If the poyel is soich is if there is this takuna and the poyel is not nishba or not, it's a boy the eloyiv shete. And we all know the Rambam holds the baboy the eloyiv shete. Then he took us from Afkin Minayim. If he took it out, he was toifus, and the Bezdin has no koyach to take it back from him, give it back to the Balabus. And so the choyre here, the Rambam also should have mentioned that the poyel, even the poyel is any nishma b'nitel, but the man said there is the halu itufa from Afkin Minayim. The Rambam doesn't bring it out. The Rambam says the reason is because the man said, because it's a sufek takuna, he will not show it's a boy the lishita, so it's a sufek if this takuna is chazal or not. In the sufek takuna, there's no tufas lemafkin minay. So the Shara Mishpat understand in the Rav Magid. The pshat is whenever there's a sufik takuna, is so we can't bring a takunas chazal. So therefore we're going back to dinah de raisa. So therefore says the Shara Mishpat, because by this schiris we have a machlok is a shoyim, where the Ram and Rashi what's the halacha. So Shara Mishpat says that is called a sufik takuna. A sufik takuna we have to go according to the raisa, the kinyan kesef the raisa, which is a kinyan kesef. And that's why the mechaber pasuk kiv tzadik ches bepashtus that there is the kinyan kesef. Not because he ignores the other rishonim, just because he holds that's the halacha because of the machlokes rishonim. Demas is a very shleya Shara Mishpat. The Shut Binas Deisha is asking Shara Mishpat, he said, Steinish. When I have the Gemur has a Shara, that is called a Sufek Takuna. Here, it's very clear. There is a Takunas Chazal, and there is not Takuna by Metalfin, and sometimes there isn't. Now, we have a Machloikis Rishonim, if it's called, if here, it's a Pastaran, a Gezairis Chazal, yes or no. That doesn't make a sufik takuna. It's a clear takuna, and we have a sufik because machlokes rishonim if it's shaykh the takuna or not. That you can't call that a sufik takuna. So therefore, he is bichal chorik on the shamish. But these chivas from the tel zeruf, the Rav Avuhmer tells he holds like the shamish. But so he fan for the shamish. But that really b'mechira b'heime, he says mechira be'itzem there is a takunas chazal of nisgufich techabaliyah. You have not found a way. An interesting mechira that the barabus is still a shutef, and therefore you're asking that there's not shaykh the gzayr. On that he says that it's you own hamtzura, so therefore I can say loy plug chazal. Mashayk and schiris, the schiris you're always going to be that it's always going to be that the maskir is a shutef in the chayfetz. So if the maskir is always going to be a shutef in the chayfetz, it's a kipnish taran a gzayres chazal in the schiris because it's completely different. It's completely mechulek from mechira. Mechira sometimes, but it's a normal mechira is the moicha is completely out of the items. And here you found a way as nish. But maskir, it's completely different. So maskir is completely different. So therefore, he also holds the side the shamish, but side the metamoy and the rabbi tells also hold the beitzim the pasuk like the mechaber. That the reason schiris is we're not doing the firashi because the whole debate from the tana from the ran is a very starke tana. It's completely mechuluk from mechira, and you can't compare mechira to schiris. That is the esht one mahalach. There's another mahalach in Shut'im Rabbina. He says the beitz and the mechaber doesn't pass them completely like the ran because simon shin zayin the mechaber ends up and says the beitz and beschiris. With Meshicha, someone does Meshicha in the Schiris, you all have a coin, which that is Rashi. So we can see the Mechaber, so he explains the Mechaber. The Mechaber is basically Mestapek, Keran, or Kerashi. Therefore, in Kif Tzadik Ches, he brings Rashi, and in the Ram, and in Shin Zayin, he brings Tzvus Rashi, the Yikonim Meshicha. That is the Mahalach from the Imre Binah, so there's no question why he didn't mention, but he didn't mention. The third Mahalach, is the Chuvas HaRakamel. Chuvas HaRakamel comes and it says like this. If a person gave he paid up front, the reason he gave the money is because he meant Letzorich Kinyan Asiris, which this with this money, the Sirish Bichal, Zuk the HaRakamel, that Lekul Alma, even Lefirashi, then you're gonna be coin the Sirish. If a person gave the money up front just to pay to book, to make sure that nobody else should take it, so he said, demos v'zan ha-machloikis shoynim, and we all know b'chishemishpet, b'machloikis shoynim, we can say kim l'kerashi, and therefore the soicher will get his money back. So to summarize what we just said, the three mahalchim, either like the mechaber, the shamishpet explains, or the beitzim, the emir rabbinah holds the mechaber, holds like both. If not, we have the harakamel, which holds that if we gave le tzorich kinyan, which beitzim by Stam push to mention normal when he goes renting one from each other. We don't so much think about it. But if a person, a maskir will want to make sure that the soicher is not backing out on his rental, so you should ask him to give the money the soicher kinyan. Once you coined the schiris with this, then Har Kamel holds that the kil alma you coined the schiris with that, you can't back out. But if not, then in the Chanami is choyrik on the mechaber, and he holds the beitzem. The soichi can say kimli ke rashi, and therefore, because he didn't get his items, the maski will have to pay to give him back his money.